hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be on the show is same as always, one number from anywhere in the world, 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 1-866-444-3478. I've got a couple more things I need to catch up on. Maxine's been holding a while, so let's start with her calling from Teague, Texas, and then we'll go to other things. Hi, Maxine.
Oh, good morning, Howard. I'm calling you because I can never grow squash and cucumbers. I have a small garden in my backyard, and every time I plant them, the plants are nice and have beautiful big flowers. But after a while, the flowers just drop off, and I can never get any fruit behind them. What do you think's my problem?
Well, probably pollination, Maxine. It can be a fungal, in which case, you know, using some of the things that we talked about with turf will help. The hydrogen peroxide, the commercial hydrogen peroxide product is called the BioSafe. I'd recommend it probably specifically in this case.
I agree with you. I believe it's the lack of pollination because I never see any bees.
Well,
never.
It's either the fungal or lack of pollination. In some cases, it can be both. Now, if it's lack of pollination, there's something that you can do. It's kind of a tedious thing, but you can take the male flowers and pull the petals back and dab the pollen onto the female flowers. Do you know how to tell a male from a female?
No, I don't.
Well, the female will have a swelling at the base of it. You know, it's the start of the fruit, and the male, it doesn't have that swelling. If you look at I think we'll have it online on dirtdoctor.com, but it's also in my the vegetable gardening book that Malcolm Beck and I did. It actually shows, I think, Malcolm holding the squash and dabbing it on the male flower, dabbing it on the female. And that works beautifully. It takes some time to do it. The other thing I would recommend that you try, have you been using Garrett juice as a spray?
No, I don't have any of your products, but I'm going to get some.
Okay. Well, they're not my products. It's my formula, but you can make it yourself with the ingredients at home. Yeah, the formula is on dirtdoctor.com. If you will spray on a regular basis, you don't have to do it, weekly or anything, but if you do it when the plants first start to grow and then when they first start to flower and just kind of on a monthly basis or something, and drench those same Garrett juice mixture into the soil. Nothing helps to set flowers better than that mixture.
Really? Okay.
And we didn't even know it when we first developed the idea, and it kind of fell out later on. Somebody said, "Oh, by the way, did you know?" And I said, "We didn't."
Well, I'm going to do that. I just have one other question.
Let me tell you one more thing fits into this, too. It also helps if you will plant a lot more diversity of planting in the vegetable garden, not just other vegetables, but some flowers, different colors, different fragrances. And a lot of the flowers are edible. You know, you can look at, again, dirtdoctor.com. We've got a whole newsletter and a whole library entry on the various edible flowers and put them in the vegetable garden, and that will help to attract a lot of the beneficials. It's not just bees that are effective. It's sometimes the hoverflies and the black soldier fly and various kinds of insects that will help with the pollination on squash and cucumbers and things like that. It's bumblebees more than honeybees, too, by the way. So make sure if you ever see those kind of bees around, you don't do anything to try to run them off because you're afraid of them or something.
So bumblebees and honeybees are good.
Well, bumblebees more so than honeybees in your case, but both of them help with different kinds of crops. But the Garrett juice, that combination of using Garrett juice on a regular basis on the foliage, spraying and drenching and then planting a lot of different flowers and different kinds of plants in the garden and having a mixture of things will probably solve your problem.
Are there any flowers that you'd recommend best?
Well, the ones that during the growing season, you can still do some of these now. We still have enough time left for you to plant some transplants. Nasturtium is one of the very best. Every part of a nasturtium plant is edible. You know, the marigolds and zinnias, excuse me, things like that are as well. Dianthus, all the dianthus, and this would be, you know, a great time to get some of the cool season things going. Things like pinks and carnations and dianthus and all of those are edible. Just look at our website, and we cover them all there very well. And they're also covered in my herb book and any of my books that cover plants. We talk about the edible flowers.
Okay, is it too late to plant a fall garden?
No, not at all. You can plant transplants still right away and just have tremendous production right on into the middle of the winter. In a lot of cases, a lot of times we don't have killing frost until the middle of the winter here in the South.
I know.
So,
what about seeds? Can I plant seeds for the fall?
You can plant some of them. You could still get radishes up, and even if you don't have production of good radishes, the foliage is worth using, you know, of a lot of these things in salads and garnishes and things like that. But radishes can be planted, beets can still be planted, carrots can still be planted, you know, a lot of those kind of things like some cold weather a lot. And the greens and the spinach and all those kind of things can still be planted as well.
Oh, I have all that. I'm going to do that. I ask you one more thing. You mentioned earlier that glutathione was good for your heart, but I didn't get the name of the product that it's found in.
Well, the product is called Reg Active, and it is a great product. Judy and I take it every day. In fact, I'm taking two of them a day instead of just one capsule now. It's Reg Active, REGACTIV, Reg Active. It doesn't contain glutathione, which is kind of interesting. It has ME3, which is a compound that helps the body create glutathione.
Okay.
And it's our master antioxidant in our body. Very, very, very helpful.
And where can I get that?
Oh, the grocery stores that are into organic stuff and health stuff, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Central Market, all those kind of places, and you can also buy it online, and it's very easy to buy it online from several different places.
Let me spell it and see if I got it right. REGACTIVE, Rage Active?
Uh-huh. Doesn't have an E on it. It's just capital ACTIV. Two words, Reg.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to try that with my garden because I love squash and cucumbers, but I just never have been able to grow them. And I'm going to do that.
Well, not only does the Garrett juice help, but the flowers do too. And plus, it's just it's beautiful. You know, it's a good way to grow some cut flowers and improve the garden production at the same time.
If I plant the flowers just right outside the garden, will that do? Or should I put them in with the plants and vegetable plants?
I would put them mixed together and outside as well. If you put some in some pots, that's cool too. You know, any way you can get a little bit of additional color and additional kinds of plants growing, it really is remarkable how quickly you'll start seeing additional insects and additional pollinators and helpful creatures in the garden.
Well, I'm going to do it, and thank you so much.
Okay, good luck. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to do, plant a lot of flowers. There's a very high number of plants that do have edible flowers. It's kind of a cool thing to get into, really. You can make herb teas with them. You can eat them. You can do all kinds of things. And some plants, the foliage is edible. Some plants, just the flowers. One of the groups in the summertime that you can use that's wonderful, all of the hibiscus, any kind of hibiscus, the flowers are edible. Now, with a big flowering plant like hibiscus, you don't want to eat the whole flower. You just want to eat the petals, because the reproductive part in the center, all of that stuff, it'll be bitter for one thing, and even have a little bit of toxicity in some cases. So just stick to the petals. The small flowers that we talk about and have in the list and everything, you can eat the entire flower. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back right after this.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Ladybug, a new earth natural product, provides high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic insect and pest control? Pure Grows Bug Stop is a blend of natural plant oils that controls mites, scale, whiteflies, aphids, tent caterpillars, and beetles. Bug Stop delivers rapid knock down and kill and is safe to use around plants, pets, people, and beneficial insects. Ask for Pure Grows Bug Stop in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com. Or call 469-423-0712.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth:
Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. You know, talking about edible flowers and to use in the garden, this can be done on an agricultural basis, too. I've seen some vineyards use the techniques we were talking about with great success, and roses are certainly in that category. Rose petals and the hips, too, but the rose petals are edible and beautiful and can help with all that biodiversity that we were talking about earlier. One of the simplest ones and most common plants to use is Johnny Jump-Ups and pansies that will be planting, you know, when we start getting into some cool season here pretty soon. The only warning for you is that when these plants come from the nurseries, they're going to be, they'll have a history of being sprayed with pesticides, unfortunately. There's no commercial growers on any kind of scale that are doing organic stuff. So you need them for helping with the pollination and all that, but being edible, you need to be growing them for a while so they grow off their toxicity that came from the nursery before you start eating them. But there's just a whole lot of things. One of the plants that a lot of people treat as a weed in the garden that can help you with this biodiversity situation and is edible is purslane. Purslane and portulaca both. You know, they have flowers that vary in colors all over the place, and it's a delicious ingredient for salads, and you can cook like spinach or with spinach and with other greens and things like that. But anyway, it got me to thinking about our list on dirtdoctor.com, and it looks like it's been quite a while since I did a newsletter about the edible flowers, so we may do an updated version of that for our newsletter people. If you don't get the newsletter, it's free. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and sign up right online, and you'll get it on a weekly basis, usually Thursday or Friday, something like that. Let's see what is up with Lou in Dallas, Texas. Hi, Lou.
Hi. I have a mature tree, actually two mature trees, in my front yard, and it has just really played playly with the sod. I'm desperate of using a solid dwarf Mondo.
Okay.
What do you think of this?
Well, I think your basic philosophy is good, Lou, going to a ground cover, shade-loving ground cover. I would look around a little bit longer, though, before you select dwarf Mondo. It's beautiful. It's a really pretty ground cover, but it's not as tough as the regular Mondo grass. And regular Mondo grass has a few little built-in issues, but it's much, much less expensive to install. You don't have to plant it as close together, and it would probably be a better choice. I've seen some front yards where people have planted Mondo grass, the Ophiopogon, and they literally mow it a couple of times a year. So they've set it up as almost a turf situation. The dwarf Mondo would be even more appropriate as far as size goes, height, but it's not going to be as tough lasting for you, and it's going to be much, much more expensive to plant in the first place because you got to plant the little dwarf Mondo plants very close together to get a solid effect.
Right. Well, that doesn't bother me, and I don't have children to play in the yard. There would be very little traffic, and it just looks awful the way it is, and I've just got to have something. What else besides that could, I mean, this goes right to the sidewalk.
Right.
It is the front yard.
If it were mine, I'd probably plant regular Ophiopogon. If you want to try the dwarf Mondo, just, you know, take my warnings to heed there. The others that can grow in the shade are English ivy, the native called horse herb, but it goes bare in the winter. That's a negative about it. You can grow Asian jasmine, believe it or not, in sun or shade. It does very well in a shady situation. And a lot of people like the shiny, very uniform look of it a lot. If you use it, you do have to mow it to keep it that low kind of lawn height. And you'd mow it a couple of times, maybe three times a year. Some people would let it go on up to 8 inches in height, something like that, and mow it just one time a year, which would be early spring, just as it starts to try to grow for the new season.
Mm-hmm. Well, I actually right directly around the trunk of the tree for about, I'd say 10 by 20, I have ivy. Mm-hmm. I think it's English.
English ivy.
Possibly Persian. Mm-hmm. Possibly Persian, and I have that. I have a little brick area right around it, so that it would not encroach upon my other yard. So I wanted something a little different texture from the either the Asian or the Persian, because I do have this one bed there. I wouldn't call it a bed; it's just around the tree, just a bed of ivy,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty. But I wanted a little different texture, and that's why I was thinking maybe Mondo.
Well, the Mondo or Ophiopogon is great. I think it will blend with the ivy pretty well, too. I've got that situation in a couple places at my place, and I don't mind a blend of ground cover. Some people think it's a little messy looking, but I don't mind it. You might try using the Mondo, regular Mondo, in the background, and then as it gets toward the street, go to the dwarf. Let me put you on hold and let's chat just a little bit more about that. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. I talked to Candace off the air, and something came up that I thought I'd better pass on to everybody. She didn't realize there were two different kinds of Mondo grass. The dwarf one, she was kind of referring to regular Mondo grass, I think, as the dwarf Mondo. But you've got regular Mondo grass, or Ophiopogon is the botanical term. It grows to be 4 to 6 inches tall. The dwarf Mondo grass is a tiny little thing, grows 1 inch to 2 inches, and is not nearly as tough. And that was what I wanted everybody to hear. She was thinking that the larger was the monkey grass. And that's a problem with common names, and I'm as bad about it as anybody because I use common names more than I use botanical names. But the larger stuff, monkey grass term, normally refers to liriope, not Ophiopogon, and it's bigger. It grows from 8 inches, 10 inches, maybe a foot tall to as tall as 3 feet. There's a giant liriope, and they tend to have brighter, more decorative flowers, blue and purple flowers. There's one called Big Blue that I use quite a bit. That's a liriope. But the Ophiopogon doesn't flower much, has little white flowers a little bit sometimes, but it's much denser, a little darker green, and the one I use the most, the dwarf Mondo, I don't use that much because it's just not quite as easy to grow. And like I was explaining to her, it's expensive to buy, and you got to plant it a lot closer together. Let's get back to the phones. Next up, Jerry, I believe, Arlington, Texas. Hello, Jerry.
Morning, Howard. Hey, I'm about ready to get carried away by leaf cutter ants.
Okay.
Have to say.
In Arlington, Texas.
No, actually, I'm in Fort Worth, but I've got a place over by Toledo Bend.
Okay.
In the soil.
Okay, all right. That explains that. Well, leaf cutters are tough. I tell you, a couple of things that you can try if you haven't already. There's a fine textured cedar that's on the market. It's ground up cedar. It's like a sawdust kind of a texture. Cedar Side's one brand. There's another brand called Wonder Cedar or something like that. Broadcasting it where the leaf cutter ants are working, it irritates them. They don't like it much at all. It won't kill them or, you know, run them off for 100% control or anything, but it really does make them mad and slows them down and might get them to move on to somebody else's property. You can kill them, the ones that are out foraging, with any of the organic sprays of, you know, the essential oils, the orange oil, the things like the Pure Grow insect control would work really well, any of those kinds of things. What the people down in South Texas that have them on a regular basis probably get the most benefit out of is using wettable sulfur and pouring it down in the hole where the nests are, you know, the big nests. I'm sure you're familiar with what it is, but drenching the area with wettable sulfur. Big caveat on warning you, though, too much sulfur use in the soil can really do damage to the soil. So using,
I don't know if you do more damage than what they've already done.
Yeah, just don't overdo it. There was a rancher, an organic rancher down in South Texas that I was visiting with some years ago, and he had some good luck using this technique. He built a dam around the big leaf cutter's entryway, you know, their big nest area, built a dam completely surrounding it, and he built it about, I don't know, 15 inches high or something, pretty high, and he flooded it. And he got rid of them with just flooding them with that idea. Now, you could do that same technique and put an essential oil in the water, or orange oil, which is basically an essential oil, or spinosad or something like that, and probably kill them out too. But you've got to do something pretty dramatic with leaf cutters. They're tough, as you have found out.
I have found out. I've had good luck with just soapy dishwater, soapy dishwashing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Soapy water contact killing. But the mounds, I'm looking at the mounds, you know, those tunnels have got to be 100 foot deep by the amount of dirt that's, you know, up on top.
Well, that whole disturbed area is the entryway for them. And if you dam it off and soak it with one of the products that we were talking about there, that's probably the best way to kill off quite a bit of them. The sulfur works because it kills off their food source. See, what they're doing is they're taking little bits and pieces of your tree down underground, and they're building little compost piles is what they're doing, and they're growing a fungus. And that's what they feed on, is the fungus. So the sulfur would do the damage to their food source for their young. Hey, I tell you another thing that you might ought to try. In fact, I'm going to put you in charge of this research. I should have thought of this before. Get some hydrogen peroxide and mix it with water so you can get a pretty good volume, and make it as strong as you can to drench, have it as the flooding, the drenching of the mounds. The peroxide, hydrogen peroxide, will kill that fungus. And that might knock them out. That'd be worth trying. And it'd be less damaging to the soil, because as hydrogen peroxide breaks down, it turns into water and oxygen. The sulfur would build up and you know, cause a lingering problem for you. So let's try the hydrogen peroxide first and give me a report back on it. And like I said, you are in charge of this research.
I'll take charge of it, and I'll try this next month. It's in a remote area. I only get up there once a month. So every month I'll try something different.
Okay. Couple of tips for you. On buying the hydrogen peroxide, you can go to any of the big box stores and buy it by the case pretty inexpensively, or you can go to EcoClean website and buy it in larger containers. They've even got a dry form of hydrogen peroxide. You can do a search for dry hydrogen peroxide, and it is available, and the shipping cost on it is a whole lot better because you're not buying the water.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it. I'll get back with you in a couple months. We'll see what happens.
All right, Jerry. Thanks.
Thanks, Howard.
Talk to you later. Let's see what we've got. A Candace calling. I wonder if it's the same one. Hello, Candace.
No, not the same one.
We got a different Candace. How are you?
Yes, I'm in Arlington. Anyway, and I thought, he said he talked to me off air. No, he didn't. Anyway, okay, I had two questions. One about my, it's just a little basil herb, but all of a sudden, and I keep it outside, you know, since it's still nice out.
Right.
It's got black stuff all of a sudden all over the leaves, you know, and then there's like, it sucked all the substance out of the leaf. What is that?
Candace, you probably don't have a disease. You probably have a little beast. It's one of the insects that I cover in my natural organic pest control talks that I do with Mother Nature and my lectures that I do. It's a little true bug, beautiful little bug called a four-line plant bug. And it hides underneath the leaves, and it stabs the leaves and sucks juice out, and it causes a black spotting that looks like a disease.
Right, yeah, that's what I thought.
So what you want to do, you want to get some Lemon Joy soap, mix it with water and spray it. Use the Pure Grow Insect Control, the commercial product, or use any of the essential oil products out there, and you've got to spray carefully. Use a little pump-up sprayer and spray underneath the leaves as you spray, and you can get rid of that little pest. They're easy to recognize once you see them because their bellies are bright red. The top of the bug is yellow and black stripes, and the belly is bright red. It's called a four-line plant bug, and we've got pictures of it in my insect book and on dirtdoctor.com.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Okay, my primary question, I'll ask the first one, which was last, but my passion flower vine is in an outside window box.
Okay.
So as soon as it survives the winter, or do I need to mulch it or what?
Well, it depends on what kind of passion vine, passion flower you have. Some passion vines are very, very tough and durable and native and growing in Texas and will come back like a vengeance. In fact, some of them become too aggressive and almost become a pest. Others,
right,
on the other end of the spectrum, are tropical. The red ones and some of the white ones and some of the brighter colored ones, not the purple one, are very tender. The purple ones are normally pretty tough and can come back. I would still mulch a little bit. My white ones have come back now for years. But last year, or that year we had the 50-degree drop in one day, remember that?
Right.
It almost killed mine out completely. So if you have extremely dramatic weather changes like that, you can lose even the perennial ones. But for the most part, the purples and the native white ones are tough and will come back year after year.
Okay. One last question about my passion flower vine.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, it has grown two about persimmon-sized green hard growths where a flower would have come out. It's these green ball-like things about the size of a persimmon.
That's the fruit.
What world is that?
That's the fruit, and it's edible.
That's fruit?
Yeah, that's the passion fruit.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've heard of passion fruit, but I got two of them.
Yeah, that's a lot of people don't get them, and mine will form the fruit, and it stays real hollow, almost like a little balloon. It never fills out. It's still edible, I guess, but yeah, it does. If you get a full fruit, it is an edible fruit on the passion flower.
This one's hard and green, so is it ready to eat?
No, you wait until it gets orange. Yeah, look on my website, dirtdoctor.com, and for the information there, and get a little bit more information on them. But they, that's the fruit. Yep.
Well, that is so interesting. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Garrett.
Okay, talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see what Wayne's up to. Well, we'll get started, Wayne. We may run out of time here. What's up with you?
Good morning. I finally got down that pre-emergent corn gluten meal in time this year.
Okay, good.
About a month after that, I got little green worms everywhere on the wall, on the driveway, all over the yard.
Well, now congratulations, Wayne. Dead. Those are the army worms that we've been talking about. And you can kill them once they're feeding like that. You and they're caterpillars. You need to get some BT, dipel, or thuricide, or spinosad, which is also an organic spray, and spray and kill them. They won't do a lot of damage. They just eat some material, but not won't kill anything. I'm gonna put you on hold if you had more, because I gotta run. I'll be right back.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call Dr. Darcy for a complimentary consultation at 214-727-1715. That's 214-727-1715.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and hopefully we still have Wayne. Wayne, you still there?
Yeah. I was just going to say, it seems like my Bermuda grass suffered the most from it, and they seem to be gone.
Yeah, well, if they're gone, that's fine. I talked a couple of times already. This is an extremely common problem. They don't do any permanent damage. It's just like, you know, they've mowed the yard real low is about all the damage that they do. But if you need to kill them, if they're eating other plants or whatever, like I was mentioning a minute ago, any of the organic killing sprays will work. Next year, if you don't want to have them around, try to mark your calendar right now to release trichogramma wasps prior to the time when the army worms were starting to show up. You know, they started showing up about a month ago, I guess. So putting them out before that time is the prevention way to go.
Okay. Should I redo the corn gluten meal?
Corn gluten meal won't have anything to do really with anything other than weed seed that haven't germinated yet. So it'll be a fertilizer. When was the last time you did it?
About a month ago.
Okay, no, you don't need to do it again. I'd wait and do it in the spring.
Okay.
And we'll be talking about corn gluten meal applications middle of March, something like that. You want to get it out before the summer weeds, you know, like crabgrass and grass burrs and things like that, will be trying to germinate. And it'll function for you as a fertilizer. And doing it again now, I think you'd be putting out a little bit more than you need, and it really wouldn't be a good use of your budget. Wait and do it in the spring.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you later. Let's see what's up with Rose in Dallas. Hi, Rose.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. I was trying to see exactly, I've cut some trees up. Now, these trees half of an acre on my aunt's property, hadn't been cut in 30 years, and so I went back and cut them all out of the fence, and I saw these little trees that have, like, prickle. I almost stuck my hand several times trying to cut them, I've never seen that before. And I'm trying to see exactly how can I get the trees up intertwined in the fence to kill all that off. And then I heard my neighbor say that he used spray paint to kill them where they won't come back up. And why do some people paint the, I guess, the stump of the tree, the base of the tree with paint? What is that for?
Well, the painting the trunks of trees with white paint, is that what you're referring to?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, that's a technique that got started a long time ago that people used. I don't know which one started first, whether the decorative thing started or the pest control. There's actually university research backing painting the trunks of trees. It was done by Cornell, USDA was involved in the research. They did it on orchard trees, and they found that painting the trunks white would help with root aphids and borers and other insect pests. It actually does have a benefit, but I think it got going more as a decorative thing in some places than being used for pest control. These trees that you want to kill, if they have big enough stumps, you can actually cut them down flush with the ground and drill holes in the stumps with a drill, and then go to the feed store or the farm store and buy saltpeter, which is potassium nitrate, and the common name saltpeter, and you just put the saltpeter into the holes, and it just will melt the stumps away. You cover it with mulch after you've drilled and put the potassium nitrate in the holes. The tree that had stickers on it, were the stickers the thorns on the trunk?
No, on the I guess the stems,
twigs?
I guess, you know.
Okay. Well, there's a tree that is called prickly ash that has thorns on the limbs, and it's a native tree that's actually worth keeping around if that's part of what you have there, because it's the host for one of the most beautiful butterflies that you'll ever have on your property.
Really?
Yeah, the giant swallowtail butterfly loves that tree. So if that's what it is, look at the pictures on dirtdoctor.com or in one of my tree books, and if it's prickly ash, you may not want to kill them.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your show. Thank you so much.
I appreciate the call. And if you want to try to get in before the end of the show, you can jump on here at 866-444-3478. I need to do a few things, and we'll try to work both in. Information about this organic stuff that we talk about. One thing you can do, the first thing is to go to dirtdoctor.com. On dirtdoctor.com, there are links to a whole bunch of other things. The newsletter, the weekly newsletter is free. Just sign up for it right there on the homepage. The radio show information and podcast is all right there for you. My appearances are there. The Dallas Morning News column is there. All of my books, and buying my books at certain levels can help get money to our nonprofit, the Texas Organic Research Center. You can get more information on Twitter and Facebook. Check that out. The Texas Organic Research Center has its own website and is connected and has more information for you there. All my books are available, and you can buy them on the website or in the usual ways online. I've enjoyed being with you. I'll see you next time. Enjoy your healthy gardens in the meantime.